This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Discontinued gravy.
Grab a spoon.
Tossing some hot sauce.
We know millennial life.
So we don't know anything.
But we've seen it all.
This is discontinued gravy.
Let's put some hot sauce in that gravy.
Putting hot sauce in the gravy live at the Christmas market in North Vancouver. The shipyards at the Artisan Christmas market.
Arguably the best Christmas market in all of the Lower Mainland.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, so you've got the Shipyards Christmas Market, which is, you know, the direct competitor of the Vancouver Christmas Market. But then, in addition to that, today, this weekend, you get the Artisan Christmas Market right behind us. So you get double the Christmas market for the amount of free or, you know, by donation to the North Shore Women's Center, which is a damn good cause.
Absolutely. When you come through the door, you might see a bit of a lineup, but that's just because they are actually have cranked up the technology this year and are accepting tap for their donations, which, I mean, so inventive. I'm sure they're getting a lot more donations, but they can always use more. So please come on down, check it out. It's our favorite Christmas market of the year. We have some new and some old vendors. So some that Nick and I see every single year is Get Home Safe Boutique. They're the ones with the keychains that keep you safe. Also the Sing Beans. If you're looking for some good coffee, good beans, especially on your Sunday morning, please come on by there. And then there's the Grub Scrub Soaps. He was actually in one of our, I think, Instagram Reels last year.
I have no idea. We
appreciate you. And then my husband actually already made a purchase today from the Brian Claflin Models. It's basically these unique clocks or diagrams of specific areas in the Lower Mainland and Vancouver Island area. If you have anyone in your life that really loves design, architecture, stuff like that, absolutely hit that up. Some of the new ones I found this year was Fairy Threads, these cool, sick clothing that I don't know if you can find anywhere else. So this is the perfect opportunity to try on some clothes, maybe you get that unique item for that person that's hard to shop for. And then there was also Parvin Sharbania. She's an artist. She had lots of amazing handmade ornaments and also these cool cranberry, nope, sorry, pomegranate.
Oh, you
pomegranate. I got to make sure that my fruit is correct.
Yep.
Pomegranate earrings, and it is the time of year for pomegranate, so check that out.
Sure.
Another new one, I think, for this year that I've made a purchase from already today is actually Potty Mouth Pottery. don't worry, she doesn't have an actual potty mouth. I'm sure after a while, once you get frustrated, if something isn't being molded correctly, yeah, maybe a potty mouth might come out then. But it's just a cute play on words, some very cute designs. You should definitely check it out. It's not like anything I've seen. And again, you don't have to pay an entry fee to get in. Just a small donation, whatever change you have in your pocket. Or hey, if you're like, actually, I want to do $5, boop, tap, there you are.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, really easy peasy. Lots of great vendors here today, and we're live on Instagram. Don't know who's watching, but...
Hello.
Hello if you're watching. Yeah, no, and of course, yeah, the Christmas market is the best time of the year. Just always excited to be here. Bee, we love Bee.
Oh, we love Bee. It's not the Christmas market without Bee. She's the reason this whole thing happens and goes on every year. So if you have a chance to say hi to Bee, absolutely do it. I think we'll have to maybe purchase her something to eat today. Luckily, there's so many vendors. So once you go through the pipe shop and check all of that out, if you go outside, there's actually a lot of food vendors down by the ice rink. So they're the cute European market. It's not, I would say, the main attraction, but it's very cool, the European part of it, where you can get bratwurst, crepes, the tornado potatoes, and my personal fave, caramel corn.
Caramel, I love bratwurst. I really do.
If you put bratwurst in a bun and it becomes a hot dog, sign me up.
Alex, that's why you're the champ. That's why you're the champ. We were on mute, apparently, on Instagram.
Well, at least our sound is working on this end of things.
That's why Alex is the champ.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in and letting us know that we are being silly niggin-mobbins. What's the word?
What?
The word from Elf.
So, I have no clue.
I'm sure it's like a silly mobbin', gobbin', elf thing. Anyways, imagine Will Ferrell saying it and you will all laugh.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a great time of year. I'm sure it's just going to get busier. We were told that there's been lineups the last couple of days. So for this market, absolutely. Do not hesitate to come on down here.
Yeah. We're talking about this year, Christo.
Nick.
It's Christmas season?
It is the holiday season, and I believe this becomes our holiday episode.
It's usually how it goes.
Usually. But do you know what's one thing I really did actually want to talk about before we get into typical holiday stuff? Is things we are leaving behind or trends we're leaving behind in 2025. So more of a New Year's approach.
We're leaving behind 6-7.
Why did you have to say that to like that? No pause, no nothing. You just went for it.
Well, it's just that it's the fact.
Okay, Nick. I respect it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think we're leaving behind?
What's that?
I think we're going to be leaving behind a fashion trend. I think we're going
like
to be leaving behind barrel jeans. You know how everyone was scared of the skinny jean?
Yeah.
I think people are done with those fads of anything, and they're just gonna do whatever they want.
Well, fashion is a circle, right? So
yeah.
those big jeans, they were popular in the 90s, and they made a short comeback, and maybe they continue. You don't know that, Krista.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, the natural glam that everyone is loving in the makeup world?
Nope.
I think we're gonna go back into more soft glam and more, I don't know, pre-pandemic style of makeup, of a little bit of a bolder lip. You can actually tell that there's some eyeliner there. I'm not saying this is a good thing or a bad thing.
Uh-huh.
I just think people are going to invest in themselves a bit more.
Okay. I like that, investing in yourself more. I don't know what that means, but I like the idea.
Well, I just think that we got so comfortable with the loungewear and just being comfy all the time that sometimes we forgot that it's nice to actually dress up, you know?
Totally.
Like, am I going to wear that Christmas sweater? Yes. But maybe I'll add a red lip to it this year instead. I've been shying away from all the basics of the things that I used to love to do. Like, I used to always wear a cat eyeliner and red lip. Have I worn one in the last 4 years? Absolutely not. So I just think it's time to invest in yourself and make sure that you feel good when you're leaving the house. Not that a lounge set.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Can't be cute. Lulu, Costco, you keep doing you because you have some cute sets.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't really know what we're leaving. What are we leaving behind?
What are you leaving behind?
Like from 2025 to next year?
Yeah, like something that you don't want to bring into the new year with you.
I suppose there's a lot of things that I wouldn't.
Okay, well, can I go first?
Yeah, absolutely, please.
So I was telling Nick off camera this health update. So, you know, like a year ago when I read you all my supplements and everything,
yeah.
I did some science, I did some fact checking, got some labs done, got some results. Amazing, love some factual results. Mm-hmm. Went to a naturopath because my family doctor, although amazing, obviously overrun and has more priority clients, so someone with a tummy ache, maybe not super high priority. Get it. Got some results. The most interesting one that I'm willing to share with the podcast, because you're my best friends, is that I have a parasite. And I've named him Randall.
Of course you would name something like that.
Do you know why I named him that?
No. Well, Randall J. Weems from Recess.
No, but that's also a good reason. That's so funny. Why is Randall always that name? Because I named him Randall off of Monsters, Inc., the blue, not blue character, the purple character.
Okay.
The little lizard thing.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So your girl has a parasite. That's what I'm leaving behind in 2025 because it's going to be gone in 3 weeks. So
nice.
I'm so excited to feel better. We're doing the 5 R's, which is...
reading, writing, arithmetic.
I mean, don't know how that would apply to a parasite, but basically, first off, we're going to remove the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Which, absolutely, I want to get them gone.
Yeah.
And then recovery, repair, all that other stuff. Mm. But it's one of those processes is that it gets a little worse before it gets better. Mm-hmm. So it's been interesting. It's kind of... unfortunate that it has to be during the holiday season, but I feel like this time of year it's always all at once. You can never have like a halfway holiday. Like everything just comes together at the end of the year, whether it's because you're actually taking accountability and want to make sure you're ending the year strong, or just family stuff happens and you know the winter's a bit harder.
Fair. Yeah,
right?
That's fair. I get that.
So that's what I'm personally leaving in 2025. I'm going to try. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do. Is I'm going to stop comparing myself to other people.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's hard. That's why I said try. I understand that in the world of influencing online, it's harder probably than ever to not compare what your life is to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like my mental health is better when I'm following content that I enjoy and I don't feel a competitive nature with or a little bit of like resentment of why do they have that, mm-hmm. if that makes sense at all.
No, I get that.
Yeah, so those are some personal things. clothing-wise, what I'm leaving behind is probably my high school leggings that I still have. Just because they fit, ladies, doesn't mean you should wear them.
Fair.
It's like one of those things, you know, you're told that you need to be a certain size. So, for example, Devil Wears Prada. We all heard of the infamous size 6, right? Size 6 was overweight in the Devil Wears Prada.
Right.
You had to be below that. So when I was smaller and younger, of course, I had an easier time into those things. Just because I'm the same size doesn't mean I should wear those.
That's fair.
Yeah, so that's me, Nick. I'm doing all of the venting of the things I'm leaving behind. I feel like you're almost at peace, though. Like, that you don't need to leave things behind. You're just going to keep adding things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what I'm leaving behind. Like, I mean, there's, I suppose, things like the Vancouver Canucks. You know, I could easily leave those behind. I'm not sure if you heard the news yesterday. Quinn Hughes.
Yeah.
Off to Minnesota.
Okay, but the trade.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I hate it. Did it have to happen? Yes. Should it have happened? No. Do I like what we got back? Yeah.
Short and simple and sweet answer.
Yeah, it's just, it's annoying. But unfortunately, the Canucks are kind of in my blood, so I cannot leave them behind. I'm just stuck with this depressing life that is a Vancouver Canuck fan.
Yeah, but do you know what? We have something to look forward to this year? Soccer.
The World Cup, that's coming. Yeah, we'll see if we can get tickets to that. That's a hot mess and a half.
That's its own ordeal that I don't want to dwell on.
Yeah.
it's a crazy time out there.
Crazy time, but yeah, I guess your point is right. Like, maybe I don't know what I would add though to my next year. You know, like, you know, this year we've added the significant other. That was probably a pretty decent add.
I would say so.
Yeah. I don't know.
You can't even say like adding more traveling, because you actually did a fair amount of travel last year.
Randomly, all of a sudden, in like 2 months, I traveled everywhere. That was a whole thing. But yeah. Leaving by, like, I can't really think of anything. I mean, I'd like to, you know, advance the career somehow, and, you know, probably means a new job or something, but...
Hey, we had some conversations today that were promising. We're not going to say too much, but... Who knows? You know, Nick had to give out a business card, okay?
It shows that getting out into the community can work, but we'll see what happens in the future there, but... Ooh, that smell. Yeah, I think it's caramel corn.
Yeah, that's definitely caramel corn. Mm-hmm.
Smells good.
I got some last weekend, Nick. Mm. Is it too soon to get more today?
No, never. It's never too soon. But anyway, well, you know, it's really hard to, you know, I think we're thinking of personal things. You know, there's a lot of world things that we'd like to leave behind in 2025. But, But, you know, personally, yeah, it's just there's a... Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm pretty good. I'm pretty at peace with life right now.
Mm. You know what I also think we could leave behind? And this is kind of Grinch of me. You can call me a Grinch.
Okay.
New Christmas movies.
Ooh.
Just every single one. Like those Hallmark Christmas ones.
Ah. My mom loves those.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
But do there need to be more? Has she seen all that's already out there?
Well, maybe not the newer ones, but I think those are some of the highest grossing films for, you know, channels and stuff.
Oh, for TV still?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. But, Nick, they've lost the plot. The actual plot of what Christmas is supposed to be. And for example, I am a sucker for these things. Anything to get me in the festive mood, I'm in. I spoke about this probably a month ago, that December 1st, I was all in on Christmas. Like, it was a hard launch Christmas this year. And I'm feeling great about it. But that means I've consumed a little bit more of my Christmas holiday movies. And Nick and I, last year, the year before, I'm sure we've done our what are your top Christmas movies. Or maybe we did worse.
I don't know, but we've done them.
We've done them, absolutely. So I've been branching out a bit, not going to my comfort movies, the ones that everyone knows, you know, The Grinch, Elf, Santa Claus.
The Grinch is the best.
Cindy Lou Who. And so many more. So you know what? I'm going to do maybe not the classic Hallmark ones.
No.
But Netflix came out with a few. Okay. You know what? Netflix came out with, like, Christmas Prince or whatever. That one actually performed really well. I think they made 3 of them. It did so well.
I liked the, I don't think it was Netflix, but Noel, Anna Kendrick.
That's Disney.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, Disney has budget.
So does Netflix. They want to freaking buy Warner Brothers for $82 billion.
Yeah,
they have money.
That is such an interesting deal.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that.
Yes.
That's a problem and a half.
Yes, especially impacting broadcasting in general.
Oh, 100%.
And rights. But that's besides the point. The movie I watched, it wasn't bad. It was, I think it was... It felt like it was inspired by the Louvre heist, but there's no way they would have been able to produce it in time. Like, they did not come up with that idea after the Louvre heist.
Well,
like, it was already in development,
I mean,
maybe.
A Louvre heist is an idea in itself. But yeah, the fact that it happened in real life is still the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, so it was called Jingle Bell Heist. It had the girl from I forget her name, but she was from the Disney show. Blonde, The Karate Show.
Olivia Holt.
Olivia Holt. Thank you. I was going to call her Colt, and I was like, I know that's wrong.
I know Olivia Holt.
Yeah, and it has the guy from Sex Education, not the main guy, the bully.
Okay. You
and
got
it,
me
so, on. You know what? Interesting duo. Very cool. It was, they lost the plot.
They lost the plot.
They lost the plot. There made no sense as to where they were going with the movie. And I'm such a romantic diehard fan. Diehard. Sneaking that in there as a Christmas movie. Anyways, I adore chemistry. If there's chemistry, I'm in. Like, for example, Star Wars. I'm a big Kylo fan. Mixing their names together, even.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Adam Driver.
Yeah, Adam Driver and then Rey.
Daisy Ridley?
I cried in the Star Wars movie just because of their chemistry.
Are you talking episode 9? Episode 9 was garbage.
Oh, yeah. The movie itself
is the worst thing
I know,
I've ever seen.
It's awful. It doesn't make any sense. But their chemistry unlocked. Like, if they actually wrote them a decent story... I couldn't imagine what they could have done, because...
A better movie?
A better movie. Yeah, probably. But it was just one of those things like Never Was and Enemies to Lovers, all my favorite things. And it was taken from me. Anyways, that's besides the point, not a Christmas movie. I think it did come out on Christmas, though, probably.
You know, popular movies come around Christmas, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. The movie I'm seeing for like my Christmas movie this year is with the girlies. We're going to go see The Housemaid. It's with Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried.
Why not Zootopia 2?
I know. I pitched that. I really did. But we've all we've read The Housemaid. So it's more so seeing it come to life on screen.
Oh, was that the one you were mentioning when we went to see my movie? With the there was the big thing and you're like, I know how this ends. There was a trailer for that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I read it as well because I was like, I have an idea of how this ends. And then I was like, I was right.
I was right.
Because we study media, Nick and I, we're very plot heavy, storyline driven.
Sure.
And there are just formulas out there.
Nice.
And there's only so many routes it can take.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't take that route, either I'm going to be mad or I'm going to be like, that's a great plot twist.
It's true.
or I'm going to say, I told you so. So there's not a lot of options for that.
There are not.
There's not.
There's not a lot of options for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, I've been to the movies a lot this year. Like in the last one, you know, we went to see my movie, obviously. Mm-hmm. Then we saw the Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl movie.
Oh, you actually saw that in theaters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you went back the next day?
Literally. And then, yes, we saw Zootopia 2, so I think my movie watching is done, other than, you know, the new Taylor thing that's out.
Happy birthday, Taylor!
Oh, yeah, it's Taylor Swift's birthday today.
Yeah, you can't bring her up with today without me saying happy birthday.
One of my coworkers' birthday is the exact same birthday, December 13th, 1989.
Wow, how does it feel to have such a famous birthday?
She hates it. She's not a fan of Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's sad. at this point, just jump on the bandwagon, honey.
That's what I said.
Right? Might as well have fun with it.
Yep.
I do want to mentally prepare you, if you have not watched it yet and you are a fan, watch it when you're in a good head place, because I did cry.
Yeah.
And it's not because I was in a bad head place, but I was watching it late at night by myself and just, you know, feeling all the feels. And it's okay feel the big feelings.
Yeah, that's fair.
But take a moment, reflect, why is this happening? It was because it was an emotional time, Taylor Swift, for me.
Fair enough.
And I can't believe that was over a year ago.
It was, yeah.
Anyways, Nick, are you a Stranger Things fan? Have we talked about this?
Nope.
Okay, long story short, next batch of Stranger Things episodes come out Christmas Day at 5 p.m.
Oh. No, I don't care.
So that's going to be so interesting.
Oh.
And then I think it's coming out in theaters as well, the last episode.
Of course it is.
Which, how do you feel about that? Making something available on a streaming service, all the episodes, and then the last finale. And it's not the development of a movie. Like, it's literally just the finale that's built up.
Oh my god.
Oh, I don't think you can park there.
He was so close to hitting that guy. Anyway.
I was not expecting it to be a dude driving the pink Tesla.
That is a... Well, A, it's a Tesla, so garbage. Not a fan of the color, but anyway. taking the last episode and making it into a, you know, theatrical release. I don't know how long they're going to have it out there, but like, I think it's a bit of a money grab for sure.
I think they are going to, correct me if I'm wrong, Stranger Things fans, but they are going to make it available quite quickly on the streaming service.
Oh,
as well.
I'm sure they're going to have it for like a weekend or a couple, or maybe a week, and then right on to Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not necessarily taking away from people, but I think they wanted to provide the theater-like experience for something that's going to be about 2 hours.
Yeah, that's a long one. But yeah, not interested, so don't care.
Nick, you know what? At this point, you really should wait until it's completely done, and then, because it could be a Game of Thrones situation where it just ends and it's trash.
Or How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, so you don't invest all this time. But if you find out that the ending's really fantastic, maybe it will actually be worth it.
You're talking to the guy that still has never seen Avatar.
I mean, to be fair, there's a new Avatar coming out.
And
so
I don't care.
For someone who appreciates, like, cinematography, I really feel like you would like it.
Maybe, but it's gotten to the point where it's one of those movies where everyone's like, you haven't seen it? How have you not seen it? I don't care.
Mm.
You're not going to peer pressure me. And that's just become a point. It's manifested itself. It's like, no. Go home.
You know what, Nick? I actually really appreciate that, because I love media and consuming it. It brings me joy.
Uh-huh.
And I love being in the know.
Fair.
Those movies for me that I've never seen are usually the scary movies. You know, like The
Conjuring.
Yeah, never seen. Blair Witch Project, never seen.
Uh-huh.
Any of the classic scary movies? No. No way. American Psycho is like the one exception.
American Psycho.
And that's the only thing. And here's Bee coming by.
Hi,
hello.
You are the best.
The best. I love that you join us every year.
Oh,
we love that you have us every year.
Oh, it's just such a good team. And
I know, right?
Everybody in there. And everybody says it's their favorite market because of the people like you.
Agreed.
Guys.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And the volunteers that come from the Women's Center to
Yeah, they're doing great.
We love it.
Yeah. So happy to have you. It's a little sad.
Why?
Because it is the last season.
B.
I know. It's not because of me.
B.
This is breaking news.
Get the same company that does outside to do this part here.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's happening, B?
Even though you start at the beginning in a gravel field, hotel or ice rink.
I was going to say there's no ice rink.
No, nothing. You start there and eventually you just kind of get pushed out, and bigger people take it over.
So this is the swan song?
They're really, really sad.
Yeah, well, we're sick. I don't think we're going to have a spot.
Yeah. They're sad because the vendors have been here for 14 years, 13, 12 years from the very beginning. And some of them only do one market a year, and this is it. And it's kind of what their thing is. Yeah. And they like to be part of the community and give back to the community.
I hate this.
I know. So tomorrow is going to be a little emotional.
It's going to be emotional.
Well, we better go out with a bang then. Bring in all the people.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to experience it.
And being here.
Yeah. We love the North Shore.
Well,
if you ever find another place, you know who to call.
Yeah, the shipyards is pretty special.
I know.
And it was home.
Tradition.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, B.
Thanks, B. Wow.
Nick.
Krista.
Nick.
What just happened?
This is what happens when you record live, people. You get information down to the minute updates, and not always in a good way.
That was awful news, Krista.
You know what? My family, you're like, I'm not coming this year. I come every year. I'll come next year. Well, joke's on you.
There is no next year.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, indeed.
Do you know what I appreciated? Was that she had to clarify that, like, it's not because of her.
Yeah.
If she could, she would, type of situation. And I don't doubt that.
It's the big business.
Well, they should keep her on as a consultant or something. Like, she knows how to run this.
I'd say she was the catalyst for this big Christmas market. If it wasn't for her, who knows if it would have come.
Right? Like, they wouldn't have known that people would actually come out for this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they would have gone elsewhere.
Dang. Okay, well, that changes the complexion. Tomorrow's the reminisce episode. We got to get all the vendors out here.
Yeah, we got to get all the vendors
on. It's the reminisce episode.
Okay, so today, afterwards, messaging them all on Instagram, hey, we need you for 1 minute.
Yep, come on out.
Or we'll have our roadie go around.
No, we need them live.
Yeah, true. And also, our roadie... It's so loud inside the market because it's so fun.
Yeah.
And awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, shoot. I'm kind of lost my train of thought right now.
Yeah.
It's pulled in at the
station. I wasn't expecting that.
No, that was not. I thought she's like, I'm going to love it. Excited to have you here. And yeah, we're just going to continue on. And then she just drops that bomb.
Well, we had to find out somehow.
No,
We would have brought it up tomorrow. We would have been like same time next year.
I know.
I wonder if everyone knows yet. I understand that, like, we are lower on the communication pole because we don't require as much setup and support.
Nope.
And we're not generating revenue
for
the market, but wow.
Teardrops on my guitar.
Yeah.
Teardrops on my podcast equipment.
Oh, we need to find the balloon man. He needs to come on.
Ah, okay, well...
Okay, well, since we're live...
Time to bring up the cheer.
Okay, but since we're live,
okay.
Who would you guys like to hear from? Like, drop it in here. Let us know who you want us to bring out. Yes, we're going to try to get everyone. But go on the Shipyard's Instagram page. I think B has a separate one for this market.
Shipyard's Vendors.
Takes a look-see. And let us know what you guys want to know from these people. Like, where can you find... their product after this, because as B said, some of them only come out for this market.
I got one. It's the Mamma Mia pasta sauce.
Mm.
You get them usually at local markets like Stong's. You were saying Meinhardt.
Yeah.
Local
baby dash.
Local grocery stores.
Sorry.
You gotta do that. We love baby weenies.
I like baby weenies. Sorry. I realized.
Yeah.
Within context, there was a dash hound that was miniature.
A miniature dash hound.
Totally adorable. Anyways, Nick, you were saying.
No, that's the only one that I know of confirmed that I can buy elsewhere. But
I think the coffee we can also get elsewhere.
St. Mean's?
Yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I think the Get Home Safe, you actually have to order directly through them.
Okay.
They were saying that you can actually customize. So, for example, if you work for a bigger corporation, you can actually get the keychains customized
nice.
For your organization.
That's cool.
And supply your employees to make them feel safe.
There's the dog. What a cutie.
It's a different one. This one's a blondie.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Cute dogs.
I'm paralyzed. I have too many emotions right now. Do you think it's rude if I film her? Yes, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Everything's happening.
So much is happening. I told Bea, she said it was a bit of a slow morning, and I was like, don't worry. As soon as it hits the afternoon,
it's gonna pick up.
People had their coffee. They're coming here. They need to do their Christmas shopping. It's too close to the holidays, and this is where you get the unique stuff.
Yep.
Like the crab oil or lobster oil, I don't know.
Something.
Yeah, something. I'll be buying one of those probably as a gift because I'm going to a holiday party tonight. So I need to show up not empty-handed. They're not a big drinker.
Yeah.
So,
I get that.
Yeah, totally get that. Mm-hmm. And respect it too.
Of course, got to.
Nick, when are you going to throw a holiday party? I want to go to a Nick holiday party. You and cut that.
Well, nobody's watching, at least. That's good.
Okay.
But I'll put a marker on
that.
That's funny.
As soon as I said it.
Yep. No, I get it. I don't know. Want to have a place?
Okay, but then that's a housewarming party.
Well, no, we'd have that, and then we'd be during the holidays.
See, you know what? Maybe if we can't do the shipyards next year, maybe we should do...
We host?
Yeah, maybe we could... Oh, well, dude, I don't think you're supposed to park there.
People don't care about you and your pink Tesla.
Yeah, not to be rude, I don't think he was a vendor or anything.
I don't give a crap. If you're driving a Tesla, I'm sorry, go away.
Okay, I understand that environmental friendly...
It's an electric car, there's plenty of electric cars.
Totally for that. I just... It's pink, guys.
And it's a swastika. Let's be honest here.
Beep, beep, beep. And the thing is, like, if you're allowed to park there, there's security that opens and closes the gate for you. They're just doing it themselves. I didn't see them bring any boxes, drop anything off.
What a dork nugget.
Yeah. that's funny. But we could do our own discontinued gravy holiday party. Like,
we could.
Kind of like our anniversary party, but probably a little more low-key, less about us. I mean, we could still make it about us.
Where would we have it?
I mean, technically, I could have it at my place. Maybe. It's pretty small, though. Or we bite the bullet and pay money.
Oh, God, Krista.
Right? But you know what? My place, it's a 2-bed in Vancouver.
Well, I have a little thing in the building.
Hey, now we're talking.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, potential. We'll talk offline about that.
We'll see. Hire a food truck.
You know what? Let's go test out some of these vendors and pick one.
We will. I am getting hungry.
Yeah, honestly, they all smell delicious.
Yeah.
I will spend the $15 on the tiniest amount of food before I go today.
Oh, certainly.
And do you know what's so nice? Is in the past years, it's been absolute buckets, pouring rain.
Yeah, that's nice.
And there's... Like, all the shops are closed, so, like, the coffee shop didn't exist. Nook didn't open till, like, 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So Nick and I are, like, shivering in the cold and having to weigh down our tent because it's going to fly away this year. So far, so good.
I got my sunnies on.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't have 6 layers of clothing on.
No.
Like, people can actually see the logo. And guess what? Nick and I coordinated this year without meaning to. We wore the right ones.
You know, you kept saying, you kept texting me being like, what are we going to wear? And I just kept like ignoring that part of the message for no reason. Like I wasn't intentionally ignoring it.
Yeah. I was only a little bit offended. It's fine. It was funny though, because I was like, I've asked more than once now, so I'm just going to drop it.
I just completely ignored it. But look what happened.
Look what happened.
We matched
fate
up.
Fate aligned.
It worked.
It really did. Unfortunately, I can't find our first year one. So our first year one was our OG logo.
Yep.
Very classic. We actually, I think, gave one away when we did the
sure
giveaway
did.
Back
think,
in the day.
I think Sid got it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
And it was in a partnership with Handcrafted by Helm, does not exist anymore.
Oh, she closed down.
She closed down shop.
RIP.
But would you guys be interested in us doing another giveaway of some sort?
Yes, tell us one person that's watching.
Yeah. And also,
nobody's watching.
If Vine's coming back.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Is it worth Nick and I doing?
Oh, I'm on. I'm going to be on Divine.
Because honestly, we give Vine energy.
I'm going to be on it.
Right?
The fact that you can make something funny in 6 seconds is better than anything else.
Oh, yeah. Someone make Nick and I not talk this much. Like, you give us space, we'll talk for an hour. Easy.
Yeah. So, yeah. But well, it seems to get a bit more crowded. Look at all the people. There's a lineup now.
Yeah. You know what I think they should do, though, is that they really should have an entry-exit like they did during the COVID year. Though it was a little hectic and it was a bit more work to go in and out of the market. So, for example, when Nick and I would go talk to vendors and want to do our own shopping and, like, check in on each other,
Yeah. Literally
you had to run around the whole market because... Oh, my nail fell off. Sorry. That's gross. Long story short, press-on nails, guys. They've lasted for over a week. OPI, love it. And apparently a week is all they give you because it popped off finally.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, man. But don't worry. It did not get in the gravy boat.
Didn't get in the gravy boat.
Yes, did not. So I'm just going to put that back there. Mm-hmm. I'm quite proud of the gravy boat. I believe I got it at a dollar store.
Love Dollarama.
Love Dollarama, along with the festive stuff right here.
The garland.
Nick, what do you bet that every single person that's lining up right now is going to donate?
Well, I think some of them will.
Oh, I think 90% of them will. Like, if you're already lined up and waiting,
I think that's what's holding up the line.
I don't think you're going to turn around
and
leave.
Yeah. I like it.
I do. But again, reminder, you don't have to, but we do appreciate it and would love to see more donations go through the North Shore Women's Center.
Yeah, North Shore Women's Center do a lot of great work. Helping women on the North Shore, you know, through hardships.
Yeah.
But, Well, it's nice.
Side note.
Yep.
Nick, can we talk about how we're inspiring the next generation of podcasters right now?
Sure can.
Like, we've had so many interested kids come up, say hi, come look at our equipment, specifically the mics.
Everybody loves the mics.
Everyone loves a big, chunky mic. And I don't blame them at all.
Yeah, we could totally have a booth where, like, we can get people to come and record a minute clip.
Oh, and they, like, send it to themselves?
Yeah, we can send it to them. And
how much do we charge, or is this a free service?
Well, I don't know. We start free, maybe $2.
$2 for a minute?
Yeah.
We just need to learn how to sanitize it fast.
Well, good thing COVID happened. We know how to sanitize things.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? If that's how we have to attend next year's and be a vendor, we have it figured out.
Yep. I think vendors have to pay. B doesn't charge us.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive at the Christmas market. Yeah, we're getting lots of people. Like, yeah, a lot of kids are like, what are you doing? And then we got confirmed one new follower.
Yeah, I'm sure a few more too. But the kid was funny because they're like, do you have a drone?
Yeah,
drone?
My God. Like,
and
yeah.
I was like, no, do you? And he's like, yeah, of course. Everyone has a drone.
Everyone's got a drone.
And I'm like, you're 5. Are you sure it's not your parents' drone? Like, no offense, kid, but is it yours?
that kid.
Because then technically I have a drone too. My dad has one.
I rented a drone once. I got a cool shot. I got such a cool shot that the company that was there that I took the shot of wanted the film. And they posted it on their Instagram.
Nice.
I know.
Nick, you got us to learn to start charging for that.
I know.
You should have been like $10.
Legendary.
The thing is, I don't even, like, I work in an entrepreneurship realm.
Yeah.
And doing customer discovery of finding out how much people are willing to pay is so difficult and so interesting because it comes down to the individual person.
It's certainly interesting because, okay, I kind of went through this. So Rise Against, they're coming back. Great.
For the how many times?
This is my 12th time seeing them.
Wow.
And of course, they're at the P&E, and of course, the P&E charges an exorbitant amount. They're like, it's going to be like $105. I'm like, that's the most I've ever spent on Rise Against. That's stupid. Anyway, I'm going to pay it. I'm going.
So yeah, like, it's not like you're going somewhere to see them. They're coming to Vancouver.
Yeah, I'm going to go. And then one of my friends, you know, was like, I posted on my story, and they're like, oh, hey, can I come? I'm like, great. You're in, of course. I'd love you to come.
Yeah, usually looking for people to come.
I'm like, okay, just to let you know, tickets could be around $100, and they're like, oh, maybe not. I'm like, okay, I'll buy the tickets. I'll get your number.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the tickets. It's $105, like they said. So they didn't lie to me. That's good. But then I was like. Because I wanted my friend to do that. I want people to experience Rise Against. I want them to experience this show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I was like, you know what? I'll offer half price. And I'll say $50. You know.
Nice.
And so I was like, what about $50? They're like, oh, that's a lot better. I'm like, interesting. Because I, you know, $50 still could be too much for somebody.
Yeah.
But could I have said $75? Recouped some money more,
right,
like,
yeah,
you know, so your point, your question of like, it's so hard, like, it is, because, like, you know, some people might view this experience as, you know, yeah, okay, totally, I'll pay $95 for your service for doing this. Some people, like, I wouldn't pay $15 for this, you know what I mean? Like, it's like marketplace, unless it's cheap or stupid expensive, they're gonna buy it. If it's like kind of in the middle, like, if this product originally $200, this person's selling it for $150, or this person's selling it for $30, they'll do it. But if somebody's selling it for $175, they'll be like, no, something's wrong with it.
Nick, you're so right. So Facebook Marketplace, exactly. We have a tent up for, like, rent, essentially. So if you're having events in the spring or summer and want to have some outdoor stuff, then then great, right? You can rent it. But we used to have it at, like, more of an expensive price, but included the travel fee because, okay, some people were asking for all the way from Abbotsford. We live in Vancouver.
Nope.
Like, the time it takes to, like, take that down and set it up on top of it. So we just made it a little bit more expensive. So instead of it being $400, it was, like, $550.
Right?
So, okay, so you know, no matter what, your travel fee is included as long as it's within, like, the main area of the Lower Mainland.
Right.
Fantastic. So we were having a conversation with some family, and they're like, oh, you know what you should do is actually just have it at a lower cost, and then, say, depending on the area, there's the service charge up fee, right? So it's like $100, $100 to $150 for Abbotsford,
right.
$50 for local, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah.
We did that. Not one hit this year for the entire summer.
Interesting.
Right?
Interesting.
Like, people didn't see the value because I guess they were like, well, we're renting the tent. You should include how much it costs to bring the tent in your cost.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And to be honest, we probably could have had people just come pick it up, but then how do you ensure that you get it returned? Then it gets a little bit more complicated because
totally.
Then you have to get contracts, deposits, all that. Yeah, we wanted to keep this as an easy business, right?
So. I still think you're going to be cheaper than anyone else.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was the whole reason we ended up buying it. We've remade our spend like 3 times already.
Yep.
Right? So it's also just considering that point, but it's the value that people are placing on that, right?
Totally.
Whereas, oh, it's all in one, all together. Great. Don't have to think about it. As soon as there was a little bit more thought involved,
yeah.
That's when things got a little bit more serious, right? And people were a bit more hesitant. And I'm the same way.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Like, let's talk like Christmas presents with like your significant other. Hard time now for all of us, especially us millennials.
Yeah.
Where do you, you know, put the cap on the number, like the price for each other, you know? Like, like I was talking with, you know, my significant other, you know, they're from Japan. Christmas isn't really a thing in Japan.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was kind of explaining the process. Like, of course, my family does Christmas and, you know, there are gifts and stuff like that. And I planned gifts for her. Like, I have them ready.
Is your family coming? Like, your...
No, sister's not coming.
Oh,
she's
wow.
She's working on Christmas because, you know, you make $1,000 an hour doing that shit.
Right, okay. Continue.
But, you know, and then she's like, oh, well, how much? And I'm like, depend. Like, you know, like, sometimes, you know, I know with the family, we've set like a $150 limit.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, for us, you know, they're a renter and, you know, like, and stuff like that. And, you know, obviously... being an immigrant in Canada is hard enough. So what is the right price? You know, I don't want to too much. You know me, I'm a snack guy. Just give me snacks.
Yeah.
So
yeah, honestly. I honestly, Nick, has been such a good idea. Like when people tell me, they're like, oh, I have this person to shop for, but I don't get them. They're so hard to buy for. I was like, buy them snacks. Not saying that you're a hard person to shop for, but it's my go-to recommendation.
Everybody loves snacks.
Everyone loves snacks. There's always something that like they're like, oh, I really wish I could have that. Caramel corn. Go get it, right?
Yeah. So like, yeah, I'm really excited. But you know, like we haven't, you know, I was kind of like $100-ish because A, things are expensive. It's hard to kind of live under that cap. But, you know, like, again, I'm easy to shop for. Snacks. I know what I've bought them.
Yeah.
I know it's very much over whatever cap we have.
Mm.
But I got it at a really good price relative.
Mm.
So we're going to take these lumps and they're not going to know how much.
Honestly, Nick, I respect that so much as the girl that's been on that side of it before, right? Like, sometimes, like, in a partnership, it's just different. And sometimes you get things at a good deal. Yeah. Yes, if they were to go look it up right now, that would be maybe an exorbitant price,
yeah.
Right? They just want to make sure that they're in a general ballpark so that they're not getting you, let's say, some fudge when you got them diamond earrings,
yeah.
Right? Like, that's happened to me before. So
it
is appreciated to have at least a generalized number and actually stick to it.
That kind of happened to my guy. His birthday was recently, and his significant other got him like, not like a super expensive one, but like, you know, a DJ board and speakers. You know, that's not cheap. Like, you know, I think he said it was around $600-700.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, she just set up a tee and a ball for you. Are you gonna swing on her birthday? Are you gonna miss? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that. And obviously, like, I think, you know, she's like, no, like, we're not comparing, this is not, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But you do have to kind of, like, I understand you don't have to compare, but you do kind of have to stick up a bit and, you know, force the hand a bit. Because, yeah, if you bought chocolate, a box of Purdy's chocolates, you're probably not winning that one.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's not a competition, but it's just one of those things. You don't want anyone walking away feeling like, well, I put so much thought into this and spent so much,
yeah.
Right? So it's nice to have that generalized cap. And I mean, I think it changes year to year.
Yeah.
So for example, like last year, we both did...
Dog just eating everything in its path.
And... Yeah, sorry. We wanted to make sure the doggy was okay. That basically we were both like, okay, we want home improvement gifts,
yeah.
Right? So, but we're like, okay, this year we don't have any Christmas parties. We're doing Secret Santas and White Elephants.
Nice.
So less gifts to buy overall for
totally.
Other people,
yeah.
Which totally great. I absolutely understand that there's so much stuff and so much consumerism.
Yeah.
Side note of the Grinch. that, yeah, that's awesome. But we still wanted to spend a bit more money on each other. This year it's a little bit different because now we aren't doing the Secret Santas and as many white elephant gift exchanges. So yeah, I'm going to spend less on my husband this year. And you also have to be kind of transparent about expenses when you're either living with someone or something, right? Like, when they're your partner, you kind of have to have a generalized idea of how much you're spending on things.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't surprise them, but it's good to have a general ballpark range, for sure. Any ideas for me to get my husband? That would be fantastic. I've known him for 12 years. I'm starting to run out of ideas, guys. And I...
Snacks.
I'm a great gift giver. The thing is that his mom gets him snacks.
Ah, dang.
But it used to always be like Trader Joe's snacks, and now that we're not doing the States, can't do that this year. So
nope.
I'm like, what type of snacks is it going to be?
Yep.
Okay, Nick, is there a convention going on? Because we have seen some pretty sick outfits.
Yeah, those are like some K-pop stars. Weeaboos. What is it, Weeaboos?
The Kibby?
I don't know. But, yeah. No, I got no okay gifts for you. I have two good ideas. Like, the two, I'm getting a couple gifts. One of them I bought in, like, July.
Wow, you're on it.
Well, I was in the area. I'm like, I think they'd like this. And I didn't know where else to get it. So I was like, okay. So I bought it.
Hey, that's nice.
And then the other thing, I was like, oh, that's also a good idea. Because the first thing was not cheap, but not, like, expensive.
Mm-hmm.
This one again was probably over the budget, but a long worthwhile.
Yeah, I also think that if like the person you're working with is also like a big sentimental person,
yeah.
It doesn't matter how much you spend or don't spend, they're gonna love whatever you give them, right? It's the again going back to the thought that counts.
Yeah.
So for me this year, since I'm spending a little less, I'm making a gift. So I think like two years ago I made Spencer a blanket. And it was, he was like, when did you have time to do this, first of all? Because when you lived with someone, it's like, yeah, when do you have time alone to work on something for more than maybe one evening?
Totally.
That blanket, I didn't do the ends properly, so it has disappeared. But again, he still says it's his favorite blanket.
There you go.
Right? So going sentimental route. I was starting to make something last night just because he tends to work late on Friday evening. So I'm like, great. I have a designated time period now to actually do this. And we're getting to crunch time, guys. Like, shipping, most cutoffs are like Tuesday.
Yeah, this is
you want it by Christmas.
This is the crunch time of
Christmas. This is the crunch time. I was looking on Etsy for stuff, and a lot of it wouldn't arrive until the new year now.
Yeah.
So that is a consideration as well.
Very exciting. It's an exciting time of year, Krista.
Yeah, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Anyways,
I think that brings us to questions of the week.
Questions of the week, you ask? We answer.
Okay, I'm only asking this question to see if any of the vendors listen to the podcast. Nick, who's your favorite vendor here?
Dang, that's mean.
Hey, I've got to pour some hot sauce in that gravy.
Well, I like the pasta sauce.
Yeah.
There's a hot sauce one I like. They're good people.
Yeah, the pasta sauce one I have a sentimental value with because I traded them energy drinks for pasta last year.
I got to say, though, Sing Beans is often the nicest to us.
They are.
They are absolute beauties.
Mm-hmm. Nick doesn't even drink the coffee.
No, but they've always been super nice to me, and I've bought coffee from them, so not for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that the pasta girl?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe she's
weird.
Going off to Nook to get some
listening
food.
She's listening to the live and being like, excuse me?
Yeah, coming out to tell us off. That's actually hilarious. Is she going to the pasta place?
Yeah, I think she's going to Nook.
Wow.
Irony.
This is hot off the press. I don't know. Is this cheating if I say B?
She's not Ow! She's not a vendor per se, but I will take the answer because B is the best. I thought we weren't accepting B as an answer, so.
Yeah. So I cheated the system.
B's the answer. We like B. Love B.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, next question of the week.
Okay.
What do you do if you don't like your significant other's like holiday plans that you're invited to?
Well, the nice thing here is that my significant other, like I said, doesn't really celebrate Christmas. So, you know, we're okay. I don't have to, you know, she doesn't really plan. I'm on the problem here.
So if she doesn't like your family, it's, well, you know, that's not, that there's no way that would happen, but maybe she just doesn't like Christmas, you know?
Maybe she doesn't. Who knows? I think she's excited. My mom made her a little stocking.
Stop. That's so cute. Of course she did.
Yeah. But, you know, we got some events on her. But I suppose, like, you go to the event, enjoy the event, and you'd be like, okay, tell that friend to step it up or we're out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I also think it's important to remember that everyone has their own traditions, and it's really important to participate and be respectful of that. But to also understand that it's not going to feel like home or your traditions. Your family made their own thing. They made their own family. They made their own traditions themselves. And that's just the truth of the matter.
It is.
It's just not going to feel like home. So between whatever the holiday festivities that you're doing with them, maybe you can find a middle ground. Because maybe one day, who knows, you're going to have your own. And I'm sure it's going to be a sprinkle of both. So you might as well find something you like about it.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're probably eating, you're probably eating like non-home-cooked food on Christmas.
That's so true. We got a little friend here. Hello.
Hello.
It's cute, isn't it?
It's sparkly.
It's all good.
Bye.
Got a little tutu on.
See, the one thing that we didn't have this year was our little things that we usually give out. So when kids walk up to our table, we had our...
We had stuff.
We had stuff to like kind of like be like, okay, here you go. Keep going.
Walk away.
Because, don't get me wrong, love kids. Adorable. Next generation of podcasters.
Sure.
But... it's a lot of expensive equipment.
Sure is. Yeah, I don't want them to fudge up.
Yeah. So, that's just the reality of the situation.
Sure is.
Okay, Nick.
Okay.
Recommendations of the week.
Recommendations. We recommend things to do, watch, see, jump, throw.
I need her headband.
Which one are we looking at?
The brown one.
Ah. Yeah, I could see you wearing that.
Sorry. That was a very distracting thing.
Yep.
Do, okay. Watch, see, bye.
Bye.
Yep. Bye. That's the obvious one today.
Yep. Krista, what you got?
I mean, every single year we say the same thing.
Yep.
And I think we kind of have to say it because it's the last one.
Yep.
Come out to the shipyards market and go into the pipe shop and spend some time. And you know what? Buy some homemade, handcrafted goods this year for the holidays. So that's my obvious recommendation of the week. Mm. My maybe less obvious answer is invest in a gravy boat. Because now this is going to be our forever gravy boat. We'll have it forever. And when we have our discontinued gravy parties, it will be there. And when I have children one day, I'll tell them that's the gravy boat that we had at the gravy train.
They're going to be like, what the hell is discontinued gravy? And then they'll just see all this backlog and they'll be embarrassed. It's going to be great.
Yeah, pretty much.
There we go.
Okay, Nick, what about you?
Well, yeah, obviously, shipyards, skate, artisan Christmas market. Yeah, those are our answer. But I did want to give a tip. Learn something.
Ooh,
recently.
A hot tip?
So you know of VPNs, right?
Yeah.
VPNs where you can go, you know, get other countries' VPNs, you know, watch maybe stuff from there or... you know, protect yourself from online criminals.
Yeah.
Saw this thing, and it said, if you have a VPN, go to Albania, the country of Albania.
Wait, don't we have a lot of listeners from Albania?
We might. So if we do, shout out.
Shout out, Albania.
Albania has banned ads on YouTube.
Nice.
So if you turn on, and I confirm this, if you turn on your VPN to Albania, go to YouTube, you can watch YouTube ad-free. No need to pay for premium. Screw you. Screw that. You have ad-free YouTube because of a Albanian VPN.
Okay, but you would still have ads on your phone, correct? Or do you download a VPN for your phone?
Yeah, you know, you have it on your phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Game changer.
Wow, Nick, you're helping the community.
Yep. We don't want to pay for ads. And someone said that's cheating, and I was like, I just looked at them.
Well, it's just one of those things. It's like, eventually, they're probably going to catch on and, like, ban VPNs to watch YouTube.
I know.
But until that time, my people, there's too many subscriptions. Too many things cost money right now.
It's one of my favorite memes right now. Oh, you can watch this movie. It's not on any of the 13 services that you have, but you can rent it for $2.99.
Well, that always annoys me, especially right now when there's, like, a specific Christmas movie. It's like, because we know...
Yep.
That assholes. You wanted this one specifically, you have to pay for it.
Yep.
Assholes.
Bums. Anyway.
Anyways, I think that's it for recording at the Christmas market. Nick and I will probably be here for another hour or two, but it's
for
open
sure.
till 6 p.m.?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's open till about 6 p.m., so come on by,
maybe grab some
food
I'm
at the European market, and then go buy some stuff from these amazing vendors.
We love it.
Yeah,
we'll see
you
then. And we'll be back at it again, tomorrow, with more Discontinued Gravy, but that'll be next week's episode. So back at it tomorrow, next week.
Talk to you later.
Peace.
Bye.